Shy High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to overcast and cloud-covered Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. It's Big Rivers Conference softball here on WOGO Radio, the new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. I'm Caleb Swenson, filling in for Halva once again this afternoon. I'll be joined shortly by Michaela Hogan, Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator and video producer for the WOGO Sports Live video stream, and Elliot Spies back at the WOGO home base in Halley as our on-site producer, as Chi High looks to go for the week-long and series sweep of Menominee. They beat the Mustangs 7-6 in Menominee earlier this week. The Mustangs trying to return the favor here at Casper. Chi High 4-4 on the season. Menominee has played five more games. They have played 13 contests total as they are 9-4 on the season. We'll hear from both head coaches coming up here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Again, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com for live audio via the radio or live audio stream. Also, WOGO.com, where you can find a podcast of today's game afterward. But, yeah, if you're looking for the replays of Chi High and McDonald Athletics, WOGO Sports, subscribe there on YouTube. Watch live for free. We have highlights and replays there available as well. We'll step out and be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Head Coach Brittany Aguado of Menominee. Great to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon from Casper. It's Chi High Softball on WOGO Sports. We're back in 2 minutes.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Second matchup this week between Chi High and Menominee. Here with head coach Brittany Aguado of Menominee. And coach, at this point of the season, calendar-wise, nearing kind of the halfway point, you've played 13 games already, five more than, say, Chi High has. Has just that game experience, those reps, helped your team?
I think the game experience has helped our team a lot. Getting a lot of early in-season early season games has helped us kind of work through some kinks in our lineup, help some girls work together, get some chemistry built. I think some of the chemistry they have now is because of all the games we've been able to get in.
When you look at that game that you played against Chi High on Tuesday, obviously faced a very strong pitcher in Violet Makawam, 13 strikeouts, I believe. But you guys got the long ball going, and you clawed back in that one.
Yeah, we have some very good hitters, especially good power hitters. So they stayed patient. They stayed the course of the game, and that's what they know how to do is they didn't let one at-bat lead into another at-bat, and they just worked out, looked for their pitch, and were able to hit it.
What are you looking forward to turn an L into a W tonight?
Looking for good execution again, hitting pitching spots, getting away from their strong hitters, and then keeping executing on the offensive end.
Well, Coach, it just seems like the Big Rivers is going to be a battle all throughout this season. This year, we're looking forward to another good one today.
Thank you very much.
That's Head Coach Brittany Aguano back with Coach Faraday of the Cards after this on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Ross Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field, and that one is gone! Ross Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Ross, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports. Second matchup this week between your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals and the Menominee Mustangs, here with co-head coach Jared Faraday of Chi High. And coach, 7-6, got a win there at Menominee. Homers on both sides is really what provided the offense.
Yeah, it was kind of an odd game there. You know, we got out to a 3-0 lead. They came back and tied it at 3, and then in the top of the 7th, we scored 4. You know, Lauren hit a grand slam, and then in the bottom, you know, their 3-hitter hit a 3-run homer, and that was it. So it was kind of one of those, a little bit kind of back and forth, but kind of just, you know, just a few big, like you said, big hits by, you know, pretty good hitters at the right times, and luckily we came out on the right end of it.
You obviously have some great power in your lineup, but also it seems like we have some players as well, too, that we're kind of waiting to see those breakout games. It was great to see last time we had you on WOGO, Kennedy Swan, with a big home run, too. And with as much softball as these girls have played, you would expect that there are going to be some hits starting to pile up.
I mean, averages usually average out, right? And so, you know, yeah, those that are maybe struggling a little bit right now, we're hoping to see some hits. We also understand kids who are hitting really well right now might, you know, start to slip back, and it's game of averages. And so, you know, 8 games in a season right now that we're at is such a small sample size that it's hard to know, you know, exactly what's going on. And you know, we're excited to keep taking hopefully good quality at bats, and like you said, hopefully some kids can, you know, start putting some good swings on the ball here.
And finally, Coach, Willa Risinger in the circle to start for you. What are you looking for your junior to do today?
Really what she's been doing, you know, be consistent, you know, hit her spots with her movement pitches, and make them, you know, make them put the ball in play, and let our defense do some work behind her and go from there.
Coach, should be another competitive Big Rivers Conference game. It's had that MO all throughout the season so far. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Co-head coach Jared Faraday here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream. We're getting closer to game time here on WOGO Sports.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show finishing up here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you on 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com, and again, Facebook and YouTube if you'd like to watch and listen to today's game. Just about time for starting lineups here on WOGO. And Michaela, maybe we have a moment here for a key to the game or two brought to you by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls. What would you say here for Chi High and their second matchup against Menominee this week?
I think it's continue to manufacture runs and you know, put some up on the scoreboard and find a different way to do it that is more of a manufacture than just relying on the long ball to put runs on the board and get wins.
And again, all home runs for both sides in that game of Menominee, 7-6-2, and you can't always rely on the big bats. I mean, Lauren Shepard's batting 667, but you can't put your entire offense on her and on Roz Twyman.
No, you got to get the rest of the lineup going. Sounds like they've cut down the strikeouts a little bit, so they're getting a little more responsible and disciplined at the plate, but somebody else has to find a way to chip away, get on the base pass here, you know, get around the base a little bit, whether it's a little bit of small ball, who knows, but it's a lot of pressure on those bigger hitters to continuously be expected to be the ones to pull through. At some point, you got to go, you know, 1-9.
And that's what we're looking for from Chi High. Again, growth. They've played 8 games. Menominee's played 13, and you're just hoping, again, more and more reps for Chi High will lead to better and better results. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. quality propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
McMahon.
Welcome
and
back.
Playing the third base in the flex, number 7, Jaden Stock. Manani is coached by Brittany
Dave
Abueto.
Hanson, PA announcer.
Now for your Chippewa Falls
with the starting
Cardinal.
Lineup for Menominee.
Leading off.
Now,
playing second base,
we'll
number 14,
give it over to Dave for the Chi High starting lineup.
Batting second, number 3, the shortstop, Giorgio Romanowski. Batting third, the catcher, number 17, Lauren Shepherd. Batting fourth, number 16, the designated player, Lainey Hinkleman. Batting fifth, number 10, the third baseman, McKenna Bauer. Batting sixth, number 13, first baseman, Allie Geis. Batting seventh, number 15, the pitcher, Willow Reisinger. Batting eighth, number 19, the right fielder, McKenna Benish. Batting ninth, number 18, the center fielder, Kennedy Swan. The left fielder in the flex, number 4, Delaney Barrow. Cardinals are coached by Chelsea Zakora and Jared Faraday, assisted by Catherine Yang and Rich Rosenau. Manager Adam Seacraw and Kyron Maher.
Thank you, Dave Hanson. It's time for Big Rivers Conference softball. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. The pitching matchup today, Willa Reisinger Jr. for McDonald, Macy Marlette Sr. for Menominee. And Will has been strong in the circle so far here. Really, 21 innings pitched and 21 strikeouts, 9 walks, has given up 21 hits, has a 2.33 ERA leading the team right now. She's faced 95 batters. So, again, I mean, you're striking out almost a quarter of the batters you're facing. Seems pretty solid.
Yeah, totally. I had the chance to watch her pitch against North a couple weeks back, and really for her it was about, like, establishing the pitch mix early. She struggled with her changeup in the earlier innings, a little bit of control, finding the corners, and then once she settled in about halfway through the game, it really changed even North's approach at the plate. They were off balance when she got that changeup going for a strike, so if she can establish that pitch mix early, it really changes everything as they move through the game.
Chi High will be in the field first, of course, playing here at home. Menominee in their black uniforms, jet black tops and bottoms with the maroon and white accents, matte black batting helmets. Chi High resplendent in their home black uniforms with the white pants, the black socks, white numerals, and the crimson piping. Chi High, of course, is coached by Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sakura. Brittany Aguado, who we talked to on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, at the helm for Menominee. We've had our Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And don't forget, in the upper left-hand corner of our WOGO Sports Live video stream, it's the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam. You can catch all the in-game reactions today in the dugout. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and on-site caribou coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us, Olivia Sample. First up at the plate for Menominee, the senior shortstop, number 3, bats from the right, facing our junior, Willa Reisinger.
You got a hot mic on the dugout. I think that would have made me nervous as a player.
Thankfully, it's just a camera, not a mic. We established that early. First pitch low and in the dirt for Willa Reisinger. Time of the first pitch, 3:59 p.m. We're underway, and good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson along with Michaela Hogan. Sam Aberley on site as our video producer. Reisinger, second pitch, whistles in there for a strike. 1-1 the count.
That's really going to be it for her as she goes through, is get ahead early. Quit, you know, don't start with that first pitch ball. Get ahead early, and then you can use that mix that you got.
Rise ball high over the top of Lauren Shepherd's outstretched glove. 1-2 2-1 is the count. Turning the ball over in the right hand, Willa Risinger taking a look at the wristband. The 2-1 pitch, hard line drive right past Willa Risinger. Thankfully, she didn't get hit by that one. Throw back to the infield, but it's a leadoff single.
Yeah, that was hit right on the screws there, right back up the middle. That's a pitch you feel good about as a batter and as a pitcher. Can't shy away now, still got to attack, even though one maybe shook you up a little bit.
So Sierra Auth will step in, the senior. Again, they have three seniors out of the first four hitters. Number two, the center fielder, also bats from the right. Rising her first pitch, that's a dribbler towards second. Roz Twyman to second for one. No throw to first, but one out for Chi High. Roz getting the leadoff batter out.
Third. Good response. Number jammed her up a little bit, forced her to hit a weak grounder to that right side. We like to see a first pitch swing, keep that pitch count down a little bit.
Exactly. Holzherder, Amanda Holzherder, the senior, first baseman, number 8, who hit that 3-run shot late in the game on Tuesday. Slaps at the first pitch. It's gloved by Romanowski. Throw to second for one. Yeah. Throw to first in time. Double play. Chi High turns two. And that'll end the inning. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds with the bottom of the first. Our score, Chi High. Nothing, Menominee, nothing on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Coach Faraday talked in our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Michaela, about the importance of having strong defense behind Willa Risinger, and I think we saw that after the leadoff batter gets aboard. Really looked strong in the field, very steady out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, took the lead runner both times, even on the first dribbler with runner on first, took the lead runner, couldn't make the double play, but then that was a really hard hit ball to the shortstop, and they made it look easy with the 6-4-3.
And Roz Twyman, who started that off, she will be batting leadoff, 467 hitter with a 500 OBP through the first 8 games. Roz stands in there from the right, one hopped for ball one. Pitcher is Macy Marlette, the senior, number 12. A lot of seniors in this Menominee lineup. A lot of veteran experience for Coach Brittany Aguado.
Yeah, always nice to have people who have been there before know what's up.
1-0 pitch, missed inside.
It's so weird to see them both wearing black.
Yeah. Maybe they just know that it could get wet and a little muddy out here later on.
Ooh.
Roz, hard line shot into left field, and Roz is going to coast into first, a leadoff single. You can see why she has that 500 OBP. I mean, she finds a way to get on base.
And the testament to her speed, that shortstop is playing pretty shallow, knowing if someone's hit at her, she'd have to make a quick play to get her out at one. That takes away that depth and that coverage on the field, and something that might be a grounder she can field turns into a base hit.
Georgia Romanowski, left-handed hitting shortstop. And that's what Chi High's had, I believe, in that two spot for the last couple years with Olivia Sanborn last year, kind of that slap hitter, the lefty.
Yeah.
In the lineup.
Been able to do a couple things with the ball, just tap it down. I don't know. I haven't seen her have any power slap tendencies yet, and Menominee doesn't look to be respecting any hard hit ball here. They're playing her pretty up and tight, expecting a bunt or a drag bunt out of this.
She's down 0-2 to Macy Marlette. That 0-2 pitch, and it's hit foul along the third base line.
As a pitcher here, you have to continue just kind of going up in the zone, almost going at her hands at a slap hitter. I like to jam them up and tight.
0-2 pitch. just missed 1-2. Georgia Romanowski hitting 345. The shortstop, just a sophomore, played a lot as a freshman as well. Ball two issued by Marlette.
Good take to even the count here. Good battle so far. She should get something to hit now.
Georgia taps the plate with the bat. Pitch low to work the count full.
Seemed like he was giving a little bit on the outside corner on those first couple pitches, but just missing high and low here, I think.
Count is worked full with a runner on, none out here for Chai High in the bottom of the first. Romanowski takes ball four, and she worked a walk after being down 0-2. Very patient at bat for your sophomore.
Yeah, definitely. Impressive as a sophomore, and exactly what you're looking for out of that two-hitter. No panic. Fouled off that kind of third strike she saw, and then, you know, they couldn't come back with another one to get her.
I feel like we need the Jaws music right now. just an intentional walk as Lauren Shepard, who's batting 667. That is not a verbal typo. 742 OBP, and Menominee says we would rather load the bases than face Lauren Shepard.
I'll tell you, I have beef with that new rule that you can just walk them.
Without even having to pitch to him?
You got to throw to him because pitchers will screw up and put that over the plate, and that's part of the game.
Brings up Lainey Hankelman.
Pitch.
Takes the ball inside. Nope, caught the inside edge.
Yeah, it looks like he's given a little bit to that lower inside corner. Didn't like it as much when it was an outside pitch on the lefty, but has called it a couple times on our righties.
Ooh. Fouled off. Hankelman down 0-2. The sophomore, DP today, number 16. Laney's batting 261. No score here. Bases loaded for Chai High. Bottom of the first. On WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you. Hankelman stands back in. Hard shot deep out to left field. And hook and foul.
That was a little learning lesson. I think she was a little early and attacked on that one, judging from that swing previously when she wasn't quite settled in and was more defensive. She got her foot down early on that and was able to turn on it pretty hard. Couldn't quite keep it fair, but hit it hard.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, Lainey Hankelman down 0-2 with the bases loaded. She'll dribble one right in front of the plate, fouled off. I don't know if she got that off her toe. She's kind of walking a little gingerly there. And
yeah, a little left ankle action maybe.
Yeah.
As she lives to
seems
see
to
another
be all
pitch.
Right. So we remain at 0-2. And so far the Chai High batters are really making Marlette work. I mean, making her throw a lot of pitches.
Yeah, the discipline's there. They've you know, seen a couple more pitches now in the last week.
Popped up. That looks to be playable, and it is by the left fielder. Tag coming into the plate. No play. Runner advances a play at second, though, and out there.
Nope.
No. Safe.
Safe.
So one run in for Chai High on the sacrifice by Hankelman. Brings up McKenna Bauer.
Yeah, good decision
by, first and second.
By the left fielder there not to throw home and to try to get into a cut, prevent that runner from being able to advance, and almost made a play out of it, but we were able to get back and get into second before the throw came. Looks like we might get an appeal here, though. An appeal to the home plate ump, who maybe had a better angle and visual on the call.
So Brittany Aguado coming out to chat there. Right now we have Romanowski still safe currently at second. She had to dive head first into the bag. Lauren Shepard is at first after the intentional walk. Ross Twyman just scored for the first run of the game. It's 1-0 Chai High. We do know that.
It looks like he stuck with his call. And the
All
home
right.
plate ump deferred, so no overrule there.
So safe at first and second with one away. On the sacrifice, Hankelman gets the RBI. Brings in Twyman and brings up McKenna Bauer, the senior. Third baseman, number 10, hitting 333. She'll foul the first one straight back.
Healthy swing on that. Just missed. Squares that guy up, and it's going for a while, I think.
In that game at Hudson that we had here on WOGO on Monday night, McKenna hit one all the way back to the wall late in the game that helped spark that huge seventh inning for the Cards. They had two outs left. They were able to score five. One and one the count.
She's swinging with that same kind of confidence here.
Runners at first and second, one away. Makes the pitch.
It's a good take, a little up in the zone.
Two balls, one strike. McKenna Bauer with one in scoring position and one away here in the bottom of the first. Chi-Hi leading 1-0 against Menominee. Marlette, the pitch, fouled back. 2-2. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire. Fouled back again. Stay at 2-2 for McKenna Bauer.
They seem like they're reacting a little late. I don't know if she's spinning something out there that they're catching late. But a couple swings now, it seems like they haven't gotten down early and been able to get through the zone.
Still two on, one out, 2-2 pitch. Inside. And that seemed like a tough one to lay off, working that count full. We talk about the plate discipline. Man, I think I would have taken a big rip at that one.
Yeah, with two strikes, that feels like something you put a bat on.
The 3-2 pitch, fouled up and out of play along the first baseline.
Again, just fouled off down the first baseline. She doesn't seem to be overpowering with speed, so the inability to kind of get on time or ahead of it.
Marlette, of course, as a senior, you'd figure Chi-Hi seen her before. Obviously, new year, new season here, and new conditions. Another foul off along the first baseline.
Coach
Faraday brought a bunch of softballs in beforehand, and I think we've used most of them.
Yeah, they're getting a workout here already. One squared up that pole over there pretty good. That one might come back with a little scuff.
Three balls, two strikes. And we still have a 2-2 count. McKenna Bauer.
Ooh.
Takes a pitch inside. And that is ball three.
Again, another one. Looks like it's in there nicely, but hey, we have a bad angle.
So now a full count.
Ooh.
Bauer, line shot, hooks foul on the first base line.
Ah, good battle here. You've seen, what do we pitch, 8, 9 or so in the at bat?
Yeah, and again, Marlette, this has been a long inning and still just one out so far, one run in for Chi-Hi, but no matter how this AB ends up for McKenna Bauer, you like what she's done at the plate and just forcing Marlette to keep throwing.
It is.
Now takes one low and in the dirt, and winning that battle is Bauer to load the bases once again.
It's a great at bat. Great battle. 13. Saw a lot of pitches. I think she saw really everything she's throwing. She showed her teammates pretty much everything that the pitcher has.
Oh. Fouled straight back from Allie Geis, strike one.
You know when that fall tip goes right off the catcher's mitt that you're just missing.
And again, it seems that way for Allie so far. We've seen the power from her before, too, and just waiting on her to break things open this season. We know it's there.
Ooh.
Takes the pitch inside.
And you really know it takes one, right? She squares one up, gets that timing, gets that feel back, and then it's like the dams fall and everything comes flying through.
One ball, one strike on Allie Geist. Takes another ball inside. Bases are loaded up for Chippewa Falls. They lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first against Menominee. Marlette delivers, pitch foul back, 2-2.
Something we kind of saw earlier in the season, too, with the inability to lay off that rise ball coming up tight. You know, if you see it start kind of at your letters, it's probably only going to go up. But we've seen a couple Chi-Hi hitters now diving after that rise ball.
Marlette, the pitch, sent in the air, out to left, and it drops for Geist. One is in, two heading to the plate, two have scored, Allie Geist, a two RBI single for Chippewa Falls. There you go, Allie.
That doesn't take much to get one over the top.
It's 3-0. Chippewa Falls, runners at first and second. That's got to feel good for Allie Geist, the junior.
Oh, yeah. And that confidence of knowing you don't have to square it up every time and hit a rocket to make a difference. Sometimes it's just a little Texas leaguer over the top.
Romanowski and Shepard both scored. Now McKenna Bauer at second, Allie Geist at first. Bring up Willa Reisinger, the pitcher. Willa takes the ball inside.
Let's go, Willa!
Eisinger standing in from the right. 1-0 count. She'll bloop it just over a diving second baseman, and Chai High has the bases loaded once again.
Yeah, you'd almost like to see an adjustment from the Menominee defense, and maybe you will with that second baseman. She'd been playing in pretty tight on or inside of the... Oh, she's going to set up again inside that second baseline. So that's both sides of the field we've seen now with balls that might be playable at more of a normal depth are getting through because they're playing so tight. Both the shortstop and the second baseman are really on the base path or even inside of it.
Gracie Amundson has come in to run for Risinger. First pitch in there for a strike on McKenna Benish, the sophomore right fielder, number 19. Doesn't have a batting average yet.
Here's the time. Never better than
base. This is the time. Base is loaded. Up 3-0. Fouls one back. Strike two.
Yeah, she was getting hit for even when she was playing in right field. Nice to see him get her some at bats.
And they're going to have to unpackage some more softballs here.
They should be coming back.
Maybe it's a little chilly, windy out there. Maybe we don't have as many youngsters out there running
exactly
around
it.
Go pick them up.
Start paying them a quarter or so again.
Yeah, Cooper?
He'll get with it.
It's my little guy. I'm sure he'd run around for a quarter. Buy some more Pokemon cards. 0-2 pitch misses.
Are those still?
1-2.
Those are still in?
Those have come back in a big way.
Oh, my. I should take mine out and see if I have anything that's worth any money these days.
My 10-year-old would probably buy them from you. Fouled back again by Benish. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. H&R Electric, 723-2977. That's 723-2977, H&R Electric. Proud supporter of local sports. Marlette, the pitch, rise ball high, and Benish lays off that one. And as you mentioned before, maybe some of the early struggles with plate discipline was laying off that riser in that time. Benner says no thank you.
Yeah, I think she read that spin early. Could tell it was only going to go up on her.
Now Benish pops one just past the shortstop, and another run in for Chai High. 4-0, and Benish bears a way to get the batting average from 0 to a lot higher and an RBI.
Yeah, I don't – have we seen anything hit hard here? It's just everything's enough to do the job.
Exactly.
You'll take it any day. You say it's kind of, you know, hitting's contagious, and when the ball is falling, it's falling.
Number 18, center fielder, Kennedy Swan.
So McKenna Bauer scores. Allie Geist at third. Gracie Amundson in for Willa Risinger is at second. Benish is at first. Just one out, four in for Chai High here in the bottom of the first. Kennedy Swan, the senior at the plate, fouls the first one back. Kennedy had that big homer early in the game against Hudson on Monday night. You know that felt good.
Yeah, I saw the replay of that one.
That was
good swing put on that
it
ball.
It was. The big fist pump as she knew it running down the first baseline. Big cut at this one. Strike two, foul back.
Yeah, it's a crazy day and age when your nine-hitter is hitting home runs.
Yes.
It's not something you saw 10, 15 years ago even, but now it feels like 1-9 on any team has the capability to hit one out of here.
Base is still loaded up for Chai High and Kennedy Swan. She fouls one back again. We'll stay at 0-2. Feels like the bases have been loaded for a while. That's some pressure for Marlette to pitch under for Menominee.
It feels like the bases have been loaded with every batter going 0-2 to start with, too. It feels like we've been in the same spot over and over.
0-2 pitch, Swan fouls it, hooking along the first baseline. We'll do it again.
Yeah, you can't blame Marlette here for anything, you know. She's been going right after hitters, getting them down deep early, and she hasn't given anything up that's hit too hard, just enough.
Pitch from Marlette, fouled straight up. This could be playable for the first baseman, and no, bouncing off the roof of the dugout for Menominee as Amanda Holzerter, the senior, made a run over there and just had to watch it carom out of play.
Hey, you like this approach by Swan. She's not trying to put those balls in play. She's just trying to do enough to get a piece of it to stay alive and see something she might like.
Waiting for her pitch. The 0-2 from Marlette.
Oh.
Just missed. Again,
holding my breath.
We don't have a great angle on it here, but just from what we can see, it is tough to lay off these for the Chi-High hitters. Foul straight back again from Kennedy Swan. Just battling here. Mm-hmm. Every single hitter we've seen from Chi-High as they've gone 1-9 so far here in the first has just absolutely fought with Marlette here.
And she looks like she's choked up just a little bit, just trying to battle anything and get a piece of what she can.
The 1-2 with the bases loaded. Hard shot gets to short. Throw to third for the force, but an RBI for Swan. As it's 5-0 Chi-High, they'll give up an out to get a run. You hear that from the dugout saying, yeah, that's an RBI. Kennedy Swan reaches on the fielder's choice with a run batted in.
That's probably a harder hit ball we've seen.
Geist in to score, and Amundsen out at third.
The runner not taken third there, I think, almost screwed the shortstop up. She looked up thinking the runner would be taken off, thinking it was a force. It was, but the runner didn't realize it. Almost froze her.
Cards have batted around as Roz Twyman back up at the plate. She singled and later scored the game's opening run. It's 5-0 Chi-High, two away. 0-1 count on Twyman. Takes ball one.
What, are we at a 22-minute first inning so
yes.
far?
Which is great for Chi-High. Not so great if you're anticipating the weather that could be coming in later. But, yeah, very early on in this one, obviously. But five runs, maybe the girls are thinking, we don't want to get wet, and there's a way to avoid that. But a long way to go here. Roz Twyman, hard
Gapper.
Shot out toward left.
Ooh.
Right past the diving center fielder. It's on the grass. One is in for Chi-High. Rounding third. Heading home. Twyman at third. A two RBI stand-up triple for Roz. And it's 7-0 Chippewa Falls.
Great piece of hitting there. Ball on the outer half of the plate. Just stayed on it and drove it to right center. Honestly, that center fielder made a really nice play on that.
She did.
She wasn't far from getting a hold of that thing.
Yeah, there's Sierra Off, the senior, and a valiant effort as she's supermanned out looking for that one. We've got a conference in the circle right now for Coach Brittany Aguado. And again, Marlette, I think you'd have a better eye on this than I would, but she's pitching fairly well. It's just, again, finding ways to get on base. Chi-High just battling with her, and she hasn't given up a lot of hard hit balls other than what we just saw.
That's exactly it. And they just pulled their center fielder who went for that diving attempt. She must be their backup pitcher, so she's putting a mask on, and I think you might be seeing her in the circle. And it's a bummer for Marlette. Like you said, I mean, she's been attacking the hitters. She's had a good mix. It just unlucky plays through the infield that lead to that consistent bases loaded. And I don't know how many pitches she's thrown this inning, but it's got to be 30 plus. I think we saw her throw 11 just a power.
Yeah, and again, when you look at what Chi-High's done as a batting order, I mean, 58 strikeouts and a lot of them in those first several games of the season, and now we're starting to see the bats coming alive, not just with the power hitting, but again, you mentioned the patience, the discipline, and that's what you're really hoping to see. Eight games in, but about halfway through the calendar of the season, you really like seeing that start to come along. And seven runs in an inning so far, and batting through the order against a talented pitcher.
Yeah,
can't complain.
Yeah, and you know it is a testament. They played a tough schedule early, right? So they were seeing with Preble has what I think
two D1 pitchers,
exactly.
I believe. Yeah,
I mean you can't ask for a ton there except a lot of learning, and I think they took what they learned out of that, and they've been able to apply it effectively. And like you said, these 0-2 counts 2 weeks ago, they'd be done in three pitches. They'd be chasing that next one. They might be watching that third strike. A lot of them are going down looking, but you can tell they've had a lot of learning and growth over the last couple weeks.
And you know that as a coach. Again, 4-4 record. The record isn't gaudy right now for Chi-High, but strong conference record. But you know that as a coach, when there's adversity and when you're not getting the wins and you're playing teams that maybe have a little bit more talent or experience than you do, there's two ways that you can take those lumps. You can fold or you can grow. And I think we're seeing that Chi-High chose to grow out of those early games.
Yeah, and you see it's a testament to they have a younger roster, but a lot of the even sophomores have been around the varsity team. So they've been around the success and that experience, and that's really shining through here.
7-0 Chippewa Falls, two away, runner at third. And Gracie Romanowski up for the second time this inning. Looking to slap one. She takes strike one. Georgia reached on a walk after a long AB against Marlette, later scored the game's second run.
Uh-oh.
Ball gets away, and Twyman's going to dash to the play. She'll slide in, and it's 8-0 Chippewa Falls. Roz Twyman pumped up with that one. And again, you just can't let it get away against Roz. She has too much speed.
Yeah, good jump on that. She was almost at home plate before that ball was picked up by the catcher.
8-0 Chippewa Falls, and we are still in the first inning here on WOGO.
Keep pouring it on here.
1-1 count, swing and a miss for Georgia Romanowski. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. The 1-2 pitch, dribbled right in front of the plate, and it's going to bounce foul. New pitcher, if we haven't mentioned more than once, is Sierra Off, the senior who came in from center field.
That's quite the change. She laid out for that ball, chased it to the fence, got it in, and then went and put on a mask and came into the circle.
And she's got a 1-2 count right now on George Romanowski, the sophomore. Romanowski drops one to the shortstop. Glove throw to first in time. Got her by a step, but Shy High sends 10 batters to the plate and plates 8 in the first inning. We head to the bottom, from the bottom of the first to the top of the second with our score. Shy High 8, Menominee nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports. Roz Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field, and that one is gone! Roz Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Roz, the senior, stepping up? Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to Chi High Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Quality Propane and Fuels. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, Quality Propane and Fuels. Willa Reisinger got some great defense behind her in the top of the first. She starts out with a first pitch strike against the four hitter, the cleanup Reese Barfconnect, the junior catcher, number 5. Second pitch, ground towards short, gets by Romanowski into the outfield, and a leadoff single for Menominee for the second straight inning.
Yeah, wondering if they can manufacture something out of that this time around, but really as Menominee right now, you're just trying to take some time, especially as a catcher. You want to be standing up for a little bit. And not.
Yeah, I mean, that was a long. You talk about Marlette, how many pitches she threw, but Barfconnect was in that catcher's crouch for a long time.
She's happy to stretch those legs out on the base pass.
8-0 Chai High. First pitch to Marlette, who's batting in that 5 spot. Again, started out as the pitcher. In for strike 1 from Reisinger. The 0-1 pitch, rise ball fouled back. She's quickly ahead 0-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass.
I'll have to pay attention when they go back on defense. Did she just come and kind of flip with the flex, and the flex went to center?
That's what I'm wondering
when
as well,
off
too.
Came into pitch, kind of missed that piece of it.
0-2 pitch, fouled back. Appreciate our audio producer back in the WOGO studios in Halley, Elliot Spies, our on-site camera operator and video producer, is Sam Aberley, making everything look pretty on the WOGO Sports Live video stream. 0-2 pitch from Reisinger, low and in the dirt. Ball 1. Shepherd jumped up out of her stance to look at a snap throw to first. Hangs tight on it.
Hey, we're spoiling all these watchers.
Indeed.
Bird's eye view. You got every view you could imagine.
Try to give the people something special. That's what we do at WOGO Sports. Blooper along the third base line, hooks foul.
And with the way the bottom of the first went, you'd think that one might hold on and be a base hit.
Yeah. Instead, the count remains at 1-2. Don't let a small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Marlette facing a 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. First K of the day for Willa Reisinger.
Got her to chase one a little bit.
That is the 22nd strikeout of the season for Reisinger, the junior. First out of the inning. Still a runner at first base. Riesbarf connects. Elizabeth Eisenberger Fisher, the junior. I believe it goes by Ellie, the right fielder, number 13. Bats from the right. Swats at one. Fouled it back.
Yeah, Reisinger is starting to kind of attack the bottom half of the strike zone. Last couple of pitches we've seen from her.
How long does it take a pitcher typically to adjust to each individual umpire and where that strike zone's going to be?
Depends if that umpire is consistent enough to give you something to chase.
0-1 pitch lined right over second base. That's a nice piece of hitting for Menominee. They have runners at first and second. Ellie Fisher with a single.
I would say, judging by the amount of pitches they saw, and if that feedback's coming back to you, she should be established now, right, with all the pitches that Menominee had to throw.
Yeah.
If the batter's giving her good feedback on them as they come back to the dugout, just that knowledge should really help settle in.
Brooklyn Sterry, the DP, number 22, another senior in this lineup for Coach Aguado, batting from the right. Takes one inside. Strike one from Willa Reisinger.
Menominee's like to see a strike here. Most of their batters have let the first strike go by, regardless if it's the first pitch of the batter later on.
Pitch two. Bullseye from Willa Reisinger. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. One away, two on. Here in the top of the second.
I'd go right at her again with a pitch right on those knees on the inside here.
Reisinger, the junior. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, rise ball. Doesn't get her to chase. 1-2. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. Offices in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, punch her out, looking. Strike three and the second K of the day for Willa Reisinger.
Shepard didn't even frame that up, so I don't think she thought that was there. She kind of just caught it and grabbed it.
Sterry goes down looking, and that brings up Addison Hazy, senior left fielder number one for the first time today.
She just signed to play softball next year. I was at the Menominee signing day. One of my hockey players signed to play college hockey, so we got to see the whole going on.
And a lot of great athletes, again, in the Big Rivers at Menominee as well. And
yeah, they probably had 12 or so kids.
Again, great to see so many kids from the area being able to play at the next level.
Absolutely.
1-0 pitch misses, 2-0. Runners at first and second for Menominee. They trail your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals 8-0. We're in the top of the second. Chi-High plated all eight of their runs. In the bottom of the first as they sent 10 to the plate. 2-0 pitch, lined along third, and that is going to be a fair ball. Runners at first, second, and third.
Little surprise on the decision to hold her up a third.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get them all back with one, I guess. So playing a little more cautious. There's a lot of game left. Megan
McMahon. So Hazy, third single of the inning. Brings up Megan McMahon, senior second baseman, number six. Reisinger, the pitch. Hit the bullseye there. They're loaded up for Menominee. Chi-High had them loaded up for most of that bottom of the first. Mustangs trying to return the favor. McMahon, right-handed batter, takes one inside just above the knees. Ball one.
Yeah, fun game to watch so far. Lots going on the base paths. Wouldn't call it a pitcher's duel.
Not exactly. 1-1 count.
Oh, that's good.
Whistling
pitch.
One inside. Ball two. Willa Reisinger steps to the back of the circle, takes a look at that wristband. Base is loaded, but two away. Trying to keep the zero on the scoreboard for Menominee. Rising of the pitch, fouled back, strike two. She's one strike away from getting out of the inning. In the 21 innings, she's faced 95 batters against Willa Risinger, and she's left 13 stranded so far, and trying to add three more to that tally here. The 2-2 pitch from Risinger, low and in the dirt. Payoff pitch upcoming.
Hey, you got to think you got to go right at her here. End of the lineup, you don't want to be turning this around and getting back to the top, so.
McMahon is the nine hitter, the senior second baseman number six on deck, Olivia Sample, who singled her first time up. Count is full. Risinger, payoff pitch, fouled away along the first baseline, and we'll do it again. A 3-2.
Throw that same thing again here, just put a little more mustard behind it.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded for Menominee. Willa Risinger in the circle for coaches Sikora and Faraday. The 3-2 pitch, dribbled along the third baseline. Glove throw to first on a hop, and no. Safe everywhere, including a run in for Menominee.
A little rush, that's tough. Dribbler have to kind of cut it off. First baseman looked like she had the scoop, but just bobbled it enough. Recovered, though. She almost made the play on the recovery.
Bauer kind of bounced it to her, and McMahon safe at first. And Reese Barfconnect, the catcher, in to score the first run of the game for Menominee. It's 8-1, Chippewa Falls. Now the top of the lineup with Sample. Hard shot right to Georgia Romanowski. She ends the inning and strands three. We head to the bottom of the second with our score, Chippewa Falls 8, Menominee 1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Chi High Softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you. Bottom of the second, 8-1 ball game. Chi High with a lead over Menominee. Big Rivers Conference Softball. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. 8-1, Chi High up 7. They scored all 8 in the bottom of the first. Now we'll see what they can do in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, lots of excitement here. Keep it rolling. Keep just attacking. We'll give her something to hit here. Nobody's on. No real threat. See if she can get behind something here. Not chase.
Lauren Shepard was intentionally walked her first time up. Now we'll see what she's given from Sierra off. Takes a first pitch strike.
They'll live out there. Hit that outside corner as often as they can, force it to try to not get all their weight back and behind something.
And if they didn't know about Lauren Shepard before, which I'm sure most of the state does already, but if they didn't, when she hit two home runs, including a grand slam against them on Tuesday, they were well aware of the power packed in that bat. 1-1 the count.
She's way up in the box. I'm not sure if that she's spinning something that she wants to get in front of.
Ball two. And Off was out there playing center. Moved in from center in place of Macy Marlette, who just had a long, long bottom of the first through about four innings worth of pitches.
Yeah, sometimes that move to pull her is less about her like current performance and more about her future performances.
Indeed. Hitters count here for Lauren Shepard. 3-1. Off the pitch. Missed inside. Again, we're a little delayed because it looks close.
It does.
But Shepherd on base for the second time, working a walk. She has a 742 OBP coming into this game. It's been intentionally walked, then worked a walk. Brings up Lainey Hankelman. There's an RBI already in this game on the sacrifice. Off the pitch, dribbled along the third baseline. Foul for strike one.
She just doesn't look settled in that box. Get in there, settle yourself down. Take a deep breath and let it come to you.
Hankelman, the sophomore DP, number 16, batting from the right, has a runner at first, no one out. Shot right to third, throw to second, bobbled there, and Shepherd is out at second, but safe at first will be Hankelman. One away, and Hankelman reaches on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, it looks like she recovered on that. Probably need to get down at two. Might have been in there.
McKenna Bauer, her first time up. She drew a walk and later scored in that 8-run first inning.
She saw at least 10 pitches, but now she's seeing a new pitcher. See if she can work her a little bit, too.
Ball one. Bauer, the third baseman. One out, one on. 1-0 count for Bauer, her team leading 8-1. Off the pitch, takes a strike inside. Right about knee height.
Off settling in a little bit more now, I think.
And I'm sure if she expected to pitch, she did not expect to pitch that early. 1-1 count, rise, ball high, ball two.
I'm sure the only benefit is she probably warmed up to start the game and then didn't have to go throw some.
So I mean, and it's a chillier day.
Yeah.
Here off the senior has a 2-1 count on McKenna Bauer, fellow senior. Bauer takes a pitch on the outside edge there, 2-2. One on, that's Hankelman. One out. Bottom of the second, Chi High leading by 7. Off the 2-2 pitch.
Ooh.
Swing and a miss. Strike 3 for the second out of the inning. Chi High still with 1 aboard, but now 2 outs. Brings up Allie Geist. See what Allie has here again, as she had that big 2 RBI single.
She's got to feel good in there. We just, I think, saw off throw off speed for the first time, so now you know that's in our arsenal.
Inside ball one on her first offering to McKenna Bauer, or excuse me, to Allie Geist. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete, Stelter Incorporated. 1-0 pitch inside again. Playing off his guy. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Hitters count.
2-0. The delivery. Hard shot. Gloved at third. It's going to be a long throw. The stretch.
Nice play.
And in time. Wow, doing the splits out there was Holzherder, the senior. Geist legs it out, but not quite able to beat the throw. We head to the third. Our score remaining, Chi High 8, Menominee 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls softball here on WOGO Sports. We are in the third, one hopping the first pitch as Willa Risinger, ball one on Sierra off. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, upper left of our live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. To catch all the in-game, in-dugout reactions today, the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam reminding you that it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort Action City and Chaos Water Park. Big piece of this one for off, but she hits it right out to right field, and McKenna Benish makes the grab for out number one. So two pitches and an out.
Do you rename the camera when it's not 8-1 in your favor?
We're just kind of hoping there's a lot of wins and a lot of smiles. Otherwise, we just call it the reaction cam, I guess. So off is retired. Amanda Holzherder, the senior first baseman who just made a brilliant pick last inning, takes ball one. Again, Metropolis Resort, Action City, Chaos Water Park, on-site dining, on-site Caribou Coffee. So many options there. Book your family's adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Holzherder grounded into a double play back in the first.
She hit
this ball too.
Hit it hard in the first. You know, not a bad swing. Just hit it hard at somebody. Make a play, get a hit here maybe for eight.
Two balls, no strikes on Holzherder, the right-handed batting first baseman. Keeping it away from her is Reisinger, but that leads to ball three. And again, Holzherder is the one who had that three-run shot to make it a one-run game late in the contest on Tuesday in Menominee. Takes strike one. Still a hitter's count here for Holzherder against junior Willa Reisinger.
Yeah, Reisinger just kind of falling off those first couple of pitches.
The 3-1. Low missed. Taking her base is Holzherder. One away.
It's kind of what we saw against North early in the year. She just isn't finishing strong. That pitch kind of gets away from her low.
It'll bring up Reese Barf connects. Her first time up in the second. Singled and later scored the game's only run for Menominee. She'll foul one straight up. Possibly a play for Shepherd. No, it goes out of play. Shepherd will toss a new softball back to Reisinger. 0-1 counts on Reese Barf connect, the junior catcher. There's certainly power, certainly experience this Menominee lineup. Chi High leading 8-1.
Good pitch.
Strike inside, 0-2 count. Catching the inner portion of that plate is Willa Reisinger. Reisinger rise ball. Brings Shepherd out of her stance. 1-2.
See if she can find that lower inside corner again. That's a good place to live if you're getting the call.
One ball, two strikes, one away, one on for Menominee. Reisinger the pitch. Rise ball got her looking. Strike three and K3 of the day for Willa Reisinger.
Designated player Macy Marlette.
Brings up Macy Marlette, who's now the DP.
That was a good mix there. Just really attacking the lower part of the zone and threw a little off speed up high that froze her.
Two away, one on. 8-1 ball game for Chi High. Popped up along the third base line and saying thank you very much is McKenna Bauer. And that'll end the inning. None across for Menominee. We head to the bottom of three. Our score remains Chippewa Falls 8, Menominee 1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini-golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
We'll be right back. Bottom of the third here in Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us on 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. Offices in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, that's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Willa Reisinger at the plate. She's allowed just one run through three. Off goes Rise Ball, ball high.
You'd like to see Chippewa put some more runs on the board here, not just get stagnant, complacent with kind of that first inning.
Reisinger, the junior, against Off, the senior, takes a pitch low at the shin level. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier. Has been since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Quality Propane and Fuels. Strike one on the inside portion of the plate for Reisinger. Quality Propane and Fuels, you can contact them at 723-9490. Stop by their office in Chippewa Falls or, of course, qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Taking a big cut at pitch four is Reisinger, fouling it off. Strike two.
Ah, she's up there ready to swing. I feel like you've got the ads, the play-by-play, the cameras, the book, and I'm just hanging out.
Reisinger, a hard shot right to the shortstop. Got a big piece of it, but unfortunately wasn't able to hit it where they ain't. As they say, Olivia Sample makes the play out one.
That was a good swing. Can't feel bad about that at bat.
So Reisinger retired. Brings up McKenna Benish. As we mentioned, she didn't have a batting average coming into this game, and then she got an RBI single her first time up. Pitch one takes it for a strike. Benish, the sophomore, right fielder, number 19.
See him get her swinging away at something again.
Off the pitch. Popped up towards center field. Playable and gloved out there for out number two.
Got out front a little bit early. Just popped it up.
Brings up Kennedy Swan. With two away in the inning. Again, Chi-High leading 8-1, looking for more. Kennedy drove in a run on a fielder's choice her first time up in the first, and that 8-run first. A couple hops in the dirt to the catcher there. And did it get her? Okay.
That's the one you shake off and you say, that didn't hit me. That didn't hit me.
Maybe with Ross Twyman coming up, she says, hey, I've got a good chance to get home here.
Yeah, I'll go run a little bit. Swan's got a little intensity at the plate,
like coiled it.
Up there. You can just see you're ready to go.
And again, you talk about coiled up, I think it's a great way to describe it because we know there's power packed in that frame. We saw it at Hudson.
Yeah, absolutely.
He slammed that one out of there. Roz Twyman swings at the first pitch she sees and grounds it right out to center field. And that'll advance the base runner Swan to second. Roz Twyman is 3-for-3 on the day.
Yeah, she's feeling herself a little bit.
Shortstop, Georgia Romanowski.
Brings up Georgia Romanowski. Georgia reached on a walk and later struck out. First pitch misses, four off. Runners at first and second, two away.
You'd almost like to see her take one of those outside pitches and just drive it over the third baseman.
Looking for the slap. Pitch two misses. 2-0 on Georgia Romanowski. Sweet fielding, sweet throwing. Shortstop, just a sophomore. She'll dribble one towards short, throw to first in time to end the inning. Chi-High keeps the score at 8-1. We are through three complete, back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-High Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Is your shopping a bit
boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Cardinal softball and WOGO. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore with new items added every day. Amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. That's Bargain City Superstore next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Now in Rice Lake and coming soon to Eau Claire. 8-1 ball game as we start the fourth. Willa Risinger, her first pitch to Ellie Fisher is a strike.
Menominee just continues to kind of do the right things at the plate, get some base runners, but there's really no payoff so far for him.
0-1 pitch. That one misses for Risinger to even the count at one ball and one strike. Risinger struck out three. She stranded three base runners last inning, allowed just one run. Risinger the pitch, lined and ducking away from it along that first base line as the umpire showing a little agility there.
He's been at this a long time, so I will say that's pretty agile for how long he's been doing this.
One and two the count, yeah.
Spry.
That's a good word. Ellie Fisher, the junior, number 13, batting from the right. Now playing center, started at right. Takes a pitch for ball two.
What's up next for Chi High on the schedule they play this weekend?
I'm going to have to double-check that, honestly.
Just wondering if they'll try to get another pitcher in the mix here at all, or Risinger is planning to go the whole way.
2-2 misses. I know Risinger pitched in the game we had on Monday, pitched most of the game against Hudson, and then Violet came in relief Mackawam. Then Mackawam pitched as there's a grounder toward third, Bauer throw to first in time, out one of the inning. Mackawam pitched on Tuesday, had 13 strikeouts against Menominee.
Right fielder, Brooklyn Sterry.
Not that there's Brooklyn any need Sterry. For a pitching change.
Obviously. Right now, Risinger is looking strong.
She feels pretty in control of this one.
5-3 on that putout, by the way. Bowery Geist for the first out of the inning. Brooklyn Sterry takes ball one. Again, Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan here on WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Elliot Spies, our audio producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. Pitch two, strike called. On-site video producer is Mr. Sam Averly. Kind of a change in fate here is we are outside and Sam is up in the booth. Usually that doesn't happen. 1-1, hard ground or foul along the third base line.
That was a great pitch. Nice little change up.
1-2, rising her head in the count here on Sterry. Sterry struck out. Back in the second strikeout, victim out of three so far for Willa Risinger, the junior. Willa now has 24 Ks on the season. 1-2 pitch, fouled back to stay alive is Sterry.
I couldn't quite muscle it past her there. Good pitch, good swing.
Sterry, one of this fleet of seniors for Coach Brittany Aguado. And Menominee's 9-4 on the season. They played some quality competition, of course, in the BRC. Playing some great pitchers. Ball two, low and inside.
I was talking to one of their players earlier last week, and they'd mentioned they'd went and played in a tournament. And they played Friday, Saturday. It was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday tournament, and the dome collapsed.
That must have been that tournament up in Rhinelander.
It was, the Rhinelander. They had lost power and their generator failed and the dome collapsed. And so the folks that were playing Sunday weren't so lucky to get their games in.
Yeah, that didn't work out well. Fouled off, by the way, 2-2. Yeah, they played Thorpe, Shawano, and Wautoma first three games of the season up there at the Hodag Dome. 2-2 pitch, fouled off again. Sterry's battling here in this at-bat.
Yeah, good little battle. She had a nice first at-bat, too, where she got a piece of a couple.
Two balls, two strikes on Sterry. Risinger, the very back of the circle, heading back in. The 2-2 count and one away, none on here in the fourth. 8-1 ball game, Chi High with the lead. The pitch popped up, playable. Romanowski shifts just a little bit to her left, makes the play once again, and there's two away. You feel pretty confident in the glove that Georgia Romanowski has just as a sophomore. It's a reason why she's playing shortstop.
Yeah, good quick range. Pretty sure-handed and has a pretty good arm on her. You saw Bauer show off her arm earlier.
Hot corner over there. Not an easy throw. I mean, sometimes these third basemen make it look so routine, but it's a tough play. First pitch, bullseye for a strike from Willa Reisinger. Addison Hazy, the senior, who singled her first time up in the second, left fielder number one at the plate. Rise ball, doesn't bite, ball one.
That feels so long ago.
It does.
Chi High has been taken at the plate.
We're in the top of the fourth here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you. 1-1, dribble to Roz Twyman. Twyman, a little flip to first to end the inning. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. The score remaining, Chippewa Falls 8, Menominee 1. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO. Back in a minute.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Roz Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field. And that one is gone! Roz Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Roz, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi High Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you. Lauren Shepherd strides to the plate. The junior catcher, her third at-bat of the day. Her team leading 8-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Sierra off. The senior pitcher, ball one low.
You know, this is a tough place to be in as a coach because you're up 8-1. It's hard to get upset with anything going on. But you also have to tell your team you got to go do something. You can't sit around and be fine with where you're at. Go put some more runs on the board.
Ball two. Lauren Shepherd takes it high. And again, all eight of these runs scored in the bottom of the first, and that feels like a long time
ago. Exactly, yeah. Yep. And since then, you know, there have been some little, like, threatens, but no better person to do it, though, than 1-7 here.
Takes strike one. Off finds the mark. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Two balls, one strike on Lauren Shepherd. Shepherd, hard shot that's going to hit grass right in front of the left fielder, and Lauren is aboard for the third time today. A hard, loud single. And Lauren at first with no one out. Lauren Shepherd again intentionally walked and reached on a walk in the second, now here in the fourth. Her first hit of the day brings up Lainey Henkelman. RBI on a sacrifice in the first, then fielder's choice reached in the second. Lainey Henkelman, her first pitch, she'll send it out toward right, and it's bobbled and dropped. Henkelman is going to be safe at first, but unfortunately having to wait for that is Lauren Shepherd, and she was kind of caught in no man's land there and thrown out at second for the first out.
That's a good recovery by the right fielder.
Yeah.
Bobble one and then make the play into two, and don't panic. Don't get down on yourself. That thing, there was one earlier she caught, too, that was tailing hard that she almost lost.
Yeah, it's about composure, and When you've got a veteran lineup, you see that. First pitch swinging on it, gobbles up the shortstop. She makes the throw for the force to second, though. Or the first, the second out of the inning.
Ah, two little bobbles, like you just said, composure there.
Bowers retired 4-3 on the putout. Brings up Allie Geist.
Got a little switcheroo here.
And actually, he'll bring up Montana Atchison, I believe. So she will be hitting in place of Allie Geist here in the fourth. Montana, as you mentioned, number 21. So Bowers at first. Hinkleman was out at second, so two away. One on for Montana Atchison. Montana's come through with a big stick a few times in recent games. I think they have a lot of confidence putting her in.
Yeah, and that's tough as a pinch hitter. It's a different mindset. Come in, kind of you feel like it's your sole opportunity, but she's been able to make use of it. Hopefully she continues here, really just being confident and attack at the plate.
Batting in that sixth slot for Allie Geist. 8-1 lead for Chi High. Two away here, bottom of the fourth. Oh. Takes a big cut at the first pitch. A little behind it there.
That's tough to come in and see, like, an off-speed. Your first pitch coming in as a pinch hitter.
And credit off, too, for throwing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Bowers at first reached on the fielder's choice. Two away. 0-1 count here for Montana Atchison. Off the pitch. Grounded right by Auth. It gets past a diving shortstop. And Montana Atchison, 1-for-1 on the day. Good piece of hitting for the senior.
Yeah, good recovery after that first swing. Thought maybe the pitcher took just enough off of it for the second baseman to make that play, but
maybe that threw off her timing.
Yeah, oh, certainly could be.
So Bauer now at second.
Are we going to get a runner right away, or what's playing with his iPad?
Coach Faraday out there. And we are going to get a courtesy runner. So Allie Geist is going to run for Montana Atchison. So Geist now stands at first, brings up Reisinger. Bauer is at second, still two away. Let's talk about two out hitting. Cards have a chance here. 8-1 is their lead in the bottom of the fourth. Reisinger a chance to help her own cause here. She'll take one high and inside.
Yeah, I'd love to see her get a hit here, score some more runs. Let's get this thing to maybe a run roll type situation, because I think the weather just dropped 5 degrees.
And yeah,
that's never a great sign.
Off the pitch, in low below the knees, ball two. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Runners at first and second for Chi High. Two away. 2-0 pitch. Just missed again.
Ah, good take. Here, 8-1. Feeling good. 3-0. Green light. Swing the bat.
Reisinger batting 118 on the season, but just watch her get a hold of one and see what happens. Four pitch walk instead to load the bases. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That.
Excuse me. Call that one for strike one. So still a hitter's count, 3-1. Off the pitch, chopper towards short, throw to third for the force, and that will end the inning. We head to the fifth. Our score still stuck at 8-1. Chi High with the lead over Menominee. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Trusting Michaela's eyes more than my own across the way here at Casper. McDonald leading Regis 5-0. Is everybody trying to get their games in before the rain comes, which may be sooner rather than later, looking at the sky here. Risinger induces a first pitch swing and fouled back for strike one. At the plates, for Menominee, number six, Ellie Fisher. It's 8-1 Chi High. We're in the top of the fifth. Second pitch, Fisher ducking away from that one, ball one.
Menominee's been pretty successful at getting that leadoff runner on base here today.
See if Risinger is able to counter that this inning. 1-1 pitch, fouled back, strike two. And not seeing the crowd reacting yet. Some of them are undercover, but feeling like there could be.
I feel like there's a little precip. There's a little here. Mist that's blowing in on us with that wind picking up, too.
1-2 pitch, rise ball, taking ball two.
Doesn't give me a lot of hope that if it does come, we're protected because the wind's blowing kind of in our face here.
Two balls, two strikes. Risinger the pitch, chopped foul, first baseline.
I've been impressed with Menominee's ability to battle at the plate. That's for certain. With
and that's what they did yesterday as Chi High with that grand slam from Lauren Shepard went up 7-3 late in the game, and Menominee came back to make it a one-run ball game in the seventh, I believe. Two balls, two strikes, Willa Risinger. The pitch.
That's a good pitch.
Just missed.
Good spot.
Works the count full. Megan McMahon, the senior second baseman, batting from the right. She singled her first time up. That was back in the second. Risinger, payoff pitch, fouled up and away.
Even chasing a little bit there, good battle. Now Risinger's just kind of got to muscle up here and get one past her.
Three balls, two strikes. We'll do it again with none out, none on. Here in the top of the fifth at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Risinger, payoff pitch low. Ball four and a leadoff walk. So once again, that leadoff batter aboard for Menominee. McMahon on base. Brings up Olivia Sample, leadoff hitter, as they'll turn back to the top. Sierra off on deck.
She's hit it hard twice, had that hit up the middle, and then lined hard with the bases loaded to the shortstop last at bat. Swung at the first pitch that last time.
1-for-2 on the day is Sample. Now with the runner aboard, she'll take a big cut at the first pitch and foul it back. 0-1.
She's up there ready to hit. Not so much that typical leadoff mentality where she's going to see some pitches. Sees one she likes and she takes a cut at it.
Risinger ahead of the count, 0-1. Just missed high.
That's that pitch. If she can get that off speed consistently low in the zone, it's dangerous. But today she struggled a little bit keeping it low. It's been hanging up on her a little bit.
One ball, one strike. Risinger the pitch induces a swinging strike two. Good blow by on that one. 1-2 on Olivia Sample, the senior shortstop, number three. Batting in the one spot for Coach Brittany Aguado. Menominee 9-4 on the season, Chi High 4-4. Popped up in the air toward left, playable, gloved out there by Delaney Barrow, the sophomore, for out one of the inning, and the runner will hold.
That's a good out there. Somebody who's been kind of a pest today.
So Sample is retired. Here in the fifth, on the fly out to left, brings up Sierra Auth, center fielder turned pitcher early in this game. Bats from the right, reached on a fielder's choice in the first. And a fly out to right field, her last time up. Takes a first pitch low.
Buy yourself some more time, have a good at bat. Feel like it's just their hitting innings have been so quick and their fielding innings so long as a Menominee fielder and as the pitcher. Figure out a way to spend a little more time with the bat.
She'll foul one straight up. Lauren Shepard running back toward us, and it gets away. Not able to make the grab. I don't know if a Casper gust of wind caught that one and blew it back, but Lauren was trying to draw a bead on it.
Yeah, she seemed like she was right under it, and then did it even hit our little safety shelter?
I'm not sure.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear it up there. It went somewhere up above our heads. One ball, one strike.
Pitch.
And grounded right in front of the plate. Lauren Shepherd guns to first in time for the out.
Good hop.
Nice job by Lauren Shepherd. Cover that one. Throws her out. Holzherder comes up. She has a lot of power. Two away. One on. Runner advanced to second. Megan McMahon, the second baseman. 8-1 game. Ball one hops past Shepherd, and the runner is going to advance to third.
This is going to be a pointless observation, but Menominee's helmets don't match.
Yeah.
5 innings later, thinking, what in the heck?
It's one of those things that our video audience can appreciate as well. 1-0 count. Grounded sharply toward Romanowski. It'll get by her into the outfield. And a run in for Menominee to make it 8-2. Holzherder hits the ball hard again, this time on the ground to score a run.
Don't give him any more life here. Go at her, get your third out, go swing the bat some more. Maybe that will breathe some more life into Chai High's bats, giving one up here.
Barf Connect back at the plate. The righty with two away. Pitch again, one hops over the head of Shepherd, and cruising into second and into scoring position is Holzherder.
It's the worst feeling when you're a catcher and you go down to block and the pitch bounces over your head. Like, I'm where I'm supposed to be. Just hits the plate, goes over your head.
Again, we don't really have precipitation yet, but maybe a few drips and drops here and there can certainly affect the grip. Risinger gets a foul swing over on the right side for strike one of this AB.
Out of softballs again.
Yeah, we have used more than the normal complement. Is Coach Jared Faraday going to toss another one in as well? One ball, one strike on Reese Barfconnect, the junior catcher, number 5. She singled, scored a run, and struck out. Takes a pitch inside, ball 2.
That was a good pitch. Had a little more zip. Looked like she was trying to spin it inside, too.
Holzherder is at second. Barfconnect, the cleanup hitter. The junior trying to make this one a little closer than the 8-2 game it is right now. Ball 3, issued by Risinger. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. 3-1 count. Risinger the pitch with two away in the dirt. Runners now at first and second. That'll bring up Macy Marlette, who's the DP now. Marlette, the senior, started off pitching. And Coach Jared Faraday's going to chat with Willa Risinger.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was going to happen. She kept sneaking glasses at the dugout after missing in those strikes. I don't know if she knew there was somebody kind of waiting for her or not, but looks like we'll get a switch.
So Violet McElwain will warm up. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this. Chai High softball in the fifth. Cardinals lead 8-2. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Violet McElwain, the sophomore, number 7 for Chai High. Losing up in the circle. She'll take the place of Willa Risinger. Risinger gives up 2 runs through 4 2/3 innings. Struck out 3 on the day. Violet, very close to Willa in terms of innings pitched so far this season.
Yeah, it's nice to have that opportunity, though, to be able to throw a couple different bodies in there, not have to rely on kind of one horse for the season.
Violet, now I'm was buying time while I could get to my game-changer stats, but 23 innings pitched for Violet Makwam. She's faced 103 batters on the season, allowed 27 hits, just three walks, has struck out 29, and her ERA 3.043.
Menominee took that time to get a new runner in at second base, too, so they're looking to threaten a little bit more on the base paths here, getting a little speed on them.
So runners at first and second for Menominee, two away. And Macy Marlette, who's DPing now, the senior, number 12, looking to get some back after Chi-Hi played at eight against her when she was in the circle in that long bottom of the first.
Yeah, it would definitely feel good for her to help chip away at that deficit she gave up.
So there's no give up in this senior late in Menominee team on Tuesday. First pitch from Violet Makwam. Just missed inside, ball one. 8-2 Chi-Hi. We're in the top of the fifth here at Casper. Violet pitch two, finds the mark. One ball, one strike on Macy Marlette. Runners at first and second with two away. Makwam, the pitch, rise ball, can't get her to chase, ball two.
It looked like she was struggling with that one a little bit in her warm-up pitches, too. Just can't quite settle in on it.
Gusts of wind, as per usual, here at Casper. Overcast skies. Makwam, the pitch, popped
up. That wind.
It's
up in that wind.
And it's going to be a long run-up and colliding out in the outfield, Chi-Hi. Throw, now a pickle between first and third. And out at home, the Cards able to get out of it. A little bit of a messy play defensively, but they get the job done. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Chi-Hi now leading by 5-8-3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Chi-Hi softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. A fired up Jared Faraday between innings there, too, as the Cards were able to get out of it in the pickle between third and home. But again, a collision out there in left field on what seemed to be not a routine play with the winds, but still a very makeable play for Chi-Hi. And instead, the ball able to hit the grass and scores a run for Menominee. It could have been worse than that if not for the runner being anxious there at third.
It was a late hold by the coach. I don't know if the third base coach didn't see that the ball was coming into the third and not into third and not into the cut, but that late hold on the runner that was already turning hard, she was in no man's land when she got held up. That's almost when you think, I got to run through this because I'm toast if I turn back to the base. But good fortune for Chi-Hi not giving up another run, and would have ended up, that play would have ended up with another runner in scoring position, and who knows where we could be sitting there. Holzerter, right? Eight throwing now?
Yeah, Holzerter has moved to the circle, and for Chi-Hi, number one, Taylor Schmitz into bat for McKenna Benish here in the fifth.
Again, you know, Faraday getting on him a little bit about the play in the field, but also letting him know it's time to get those bats going. Like you said, Menominee's got that no-quit attitude here with the pitching change, with some runners on the base paths. They keep trying to finagle opportunities to be successful here. They're not going to give up and just roll over because you're up a couple runs.
Schmidt has had four plate appearances, but she's been pretty strong in those, batting 750 in those four plate appearances. Takes a first pitch strike. Again, it's 8-3 Chi High. All eight of those runs for the Cards scored in the bottom of the first. They've been blanked for three straight innings since then, looking to change that here. Dribbler
moving.
Right in front of the plate, trying to leg it out is Schmidt. The throw from the catcher, Reese Barf connects in time, and the first out of the inning for Chi High.
That's a swing as a hitter you want back. She was about halfway through that when she said, I wish I wasn't doing this.
Center fielder Kennedy Swan.
Kennedy Swan now at the plate. With one away and none on for Chi High. Kennedy's reached on a fielder's choice and also reached in the third when she was hit by a pitch.
Tapped by a pitch.
Fouled straight back.
I like that short, compact swing.
Yeah,
she really lets the ball get to her and explodes through the hitting zone.
Kennedy. Just like to see Kennedy get a hold of one again, just like she did on Monday, whether it goes out or not. But just like a coiled spring waiting to unleash on one of these if they give her something juicy.
Oh, that felt like it.
Strike two. Swan steps out of the box. Now back in. Batting from the right. 8-3 ball game, Chi High with the lead. The pitch, check, swing.
Good hold. Good recognition and hold on an 0-2 pitch there.
And Holzherder is now in the circle for Coach Aguado and Menominee. 5-run game. Big swing and a miss. Swan goes down. That'll bring up the top of the order.
I think they're seeing a little bit more speed here out of Holzherder.
Twyman singled in the first. Triple in the later in the first. As they sent 10 to the plate. Then had a single in the third. She scored two runs, has driven in two.
See if she jumps on one early. Just feeling it a little bit at the plate.
Holzherder, the pitch.
Take.
Missed inside.
I like her approach. She looks like she's going to swing at everything. She's got the yes, yes, yes mentality and then the no rather than reacting.
Twyman has a 1-0 count. The two away. Holds off.
Ah.
Strike call.
You don't want that at 1-0.
Twyman will dig back in from the right side. The senior with a 1-1 count. Two away. Takes the pitch high. Ball two.
Perfect person to get things started again. Turn the lineup over. Do something with the bottom of this fifth.
Twyman 2-1. She'll rip it right to third. Hot shot, but gloved over there at third.
Look what I found.
Well, Twyman still 3-for-4 on the day. We head to the sixth. The score, Chi High 8, Menominee 3. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
We begin the sixth here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan, Sam Averly, our on-site video producer and camera operator. Back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our own Elliot Spies, audio producer. Violet McElwam whistles one in for strike one. She's facing Ellie Fisher. Fisher started and right now playing center.
I got distracted by your smile, Cam, because Rich is just hanging out right in front
Rich is hanging out in the smile cam in the frame there. Smile cam brought to you by Metropolis Resort. Rise ball misses high.
That's it. I just thought you had unplugged it for a while, so I wanted to do it.
2-1.
8-zip across the way here now. McDonald looks to be up in the 6.
Played against Regis. Conference game there as well. McAwam off the mark low. 3-1 for Ellie Fisher, the junior. She singled back in the 2nd. Ground out to 3rd in the 4th. 8-3 ball game. Menominee trying to claw back just like they did on Tuesday. Fouled straight back. Strike 2 to work the count full. Ellie Fisher. When Violet wants to bring the gas, she can almost break the radar gun with that.
Yeah, right there she thought, 3-1, I don't think so. Let's get behind one here. Do it again.
Payoff pitch from McAwam. Yep. Fouled back. Three balls, two strikes, top of the 6th here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. Overcast, but primarily rain-free so far. McAwam, payoff pitch, fouled straight up and headed over and out of play.
They're just battling off the hard stuff here. If she can mix, if she feels confident about her changeup, full count right here is the place to throw it.
Brooklyn Sherry's on deck. Addison Hazy in the hole for the Menominee Mustangs. 3-2 pitch again. Rise ball missed. Ball 4. I believe that's just the 4th walk of this season issued by Violet McAwam. And again, the leadoff batter's aboard for Menominee. And in your comeback recipe, it's a primary ingredient.
Yeah, you can tell she's just not quite in it. They aren't exactly close misses. Struggling consistency around the zone here.
We have a new batter, number 4, Jordan Ullman. Takes a pitch low in the dirt, ball 1.
Settle down, settle in. Throw your game here.
Holman is just a sophomore. Bats from the right.
There you go.
Takes a pitch inside, strike 1. 1-1 the count. Violet evens it back up. Sophomore against sophomore here. 8-3 ball game. 1-1 count. McAwam, the pitch, rise ball high, and a nice job by Lauren Shepard snagging that one.
Caught the first one by her toe, caught that one up across the body high, making the catcher work a little bit. It's not always easy when you're throwing gas as a catcher to react to those.
2-1, another rise ball, and Ullman coming in cold but not chasing has worked a 3-1 count here.
Good discipline.
3-1. Violet McAwam against Jordan Ullman. 5-run ball game. None out, 1 on for Menominee. Violet, the pitch, rise ball high. Did she check? She did.
I thought she held there. I saw the hips go, but I thought she did a good job of keeping her hands back.
So instead, 3-2. Payoff pitch from Violet. McAwam, punch her out. That's a big K for Violet.
See if that settles her down, slows her down a little bit. Seemed like she might have been rushing through her motion a little bit.
So a good battle from Ullman, but she goes down. Brings up Addison Hasse, senior left fielder number 1. With 1 on and now 1 out. Hasse bats from the left. Facing Violet McAwam for the first time. Strike 1 called.
Looks like she was standing near the swing on that one.
1 out. 1 on for Menominee, trailing 8-3 to your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals here on WOGO. Violet McAwam, the pitch, lined right to Roz Twyman, trying to throw to first to double her off. Ooh. Got her? No, not quite.
Okay.
Almost for Roz.
You got a replay.
We need that. That's.
Rewind that 15 seconds.
Once we get a sponsor, we'll see if we can invest in that. Roz Twyman, though. Making the play again, showing off the glove, flashing the leather there as Hazier's retired for the 2nd out of the inning. First pitch, rise ball high against Megan McMahon, the senior second baseman. She singled back in the second, reached on a walk, and scored a run in the fifth. Ball high again.
Finish that pitch here. Find the strike zone.
Two away, 2-0 count, one on. Menominee trailing Chippewa Falls 8-3. If you're just joining us here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Bullseye for Violet McElwam for strike one of this at-bat.
Just live there now.
2-1 the count. Violet, rise ball, and again, Shepherd. Good reflexes there to pop up and grab that one.
I was getting upstairs in a hurry.
3-1. It's been a fairly familiar count this inning for Menominee hitters. We'll see if Violet McElwam can battle back. Two away, one on. Rise ball, ball four. Runners at first and second. That'll bring back up the top of the order in Olivia Sample.
You know she wants to jump on one, but you almost would tell her to be patient. McElwam's got to jump on top here. Get ahead of a hitter. Be able to use her pitches a little bit more. Just trying to muscle it in, which isn't working right now. There you go.
First pitch strike from Violet McElwam. Sample, as you mentioned, has hit the ball hard each time up. One single in the first, but then a hot shot to short. Georgia Romanowski, good block there by Shepherd on ball one. 1-1 the count. And in the fifth, fly out to left field.
And she lifted
for Olivia
that
Sample.
One. Yeah, she lifted that one pretty well.
One ball, one strike, two out, and two on.
There you go. Good
She'll
pitch.
Pop one up. Shepherd chases, but it flies out of play.
Now you don't want to mess around here.
1-2. Two out, two on. Violet McElwam's trying to strand a couple Mustang base runners here in the sixth. The kick and the pitch fouled straight up. Out of play once again. We'll do it again at 1-2.
Should have started tallying foul balls to the right side.
Yeah. It's been a busy area. Glad there's no cars parked over there. 1-2. Foul tip. Violet almost got her with the gas there.
Just Sample. Got a piece of that.
Sample doing a great job staying alive in this at-bat. And that's what Coach Aguado has, I think, in this lineup is just a lot of veterans who have no quit, no give in, no give up. 1-2. Hit high and out to center, playable and gloved there by Kennedy Swan, and that'll end the inning. Chai High puts up another 0-4 Menominee as we head to the bottom of the sixth. The score remains Chippewa Falls 8, Menominee 3. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Bottom of the sixth here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. 8-3 ball game. Chai High with the lead. Trying to get above 500 with their record. Trying to move their conference record to 5-1. Trying to get the week-long and series sweep of Menominee. They beat the Mustangs on Tuesday in Menominee 7-6. Hoping this one doesn't get that tight.
Yeah, and Menominee's still playing loose. They're 9-4, right? They've been having success, so there's really no reason for them to feel down on themselves.
Again, all eight of Chi High's runs came in the bottom of the first.
Got to finish strong here. Feel good about the end of the game.
Georgia Romanowski, sophomore shortstop, hitting .345 coming into the game. Batting from the left. Facing Holzherder. First pitch, ball one.
That's a heck of a name.
Holzherder?
Georgia
Romanowski. Georgia Romanowski, because I was going to say both of them.
Both of them are pretty good.
Georgia bounces one foul along the third baseline. Again, the third baseman over there, Jaden Stoff, is just playing way up and charging.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen much besides that short stuff, so that's what you got to do to get her out with this speed.
Excuse myself, it's an 0-2 count here on Georgia Romanowski. Now ball one issued by Holzherder. 8-6 Chi High, bottom of the sixth. Here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park.
Bringing them even tighter.
The 1-2 pitch. Again, hooked foul. Along the first baseline this time. We'll do it again at 1-2.
I think they've been throwing everything to her outside, and they surprised her a little bit with something on that inside corner.
One ball, two strikes. George Romanowski, the sophomore shortstop, going to get on base as the leadoff batter here. She'll pop one foul and caught with the left hand. Very nice by Lauren Shepard. Good reaction as she's standing in the on-deck circle and just kind of reaches out and snags it casually.
That's what she does for a living.
Yeah. Headed to Winona State, as we've mentioned. One ball and two strikes for Peaches. She'll slap one. Left field, and does it hit? It does indeed. Georgia Romanowski rounding second.
Yep.
Takes a big turn there. She'll head back to the base. It's a stand-up double for Peaches.
I love that. She made him pay. They kept getting, I feel like between every pitch, that left side was creeping in and in and in, not respecting any long ball, and she made him turn and run. Great to see.
Well done for Georgia.
Yep, she said it at first.
So, Lauren Shepard intentionally walked for the second time.
That makes sense. Force out at third.
Laney Henkelman, the sophomore.
Learn to make him pay for that here, 16.
Hitting .261 coming into the game.
Get on something here.
Runners at first and second.
There you go.
First pitch swings, and that is sent out to left in a fairly routine play there for Menominee for the first out of the inning. Henkman got a piece of that one.
Yeah, she got her foot down early and got her hips turned on something. That was good contact, just right at the left fielder.
Brings up McKenna Bauer. Kind of walked and scored a run in the first. Struck out in the second, fielder's choice in the fourth. Facing Holzherder for the first time. Bauer lines the first one right in front of the center fielder. Georgia Romanowski rounding third, heading for home, and another run is in for Chi High. It's 9-3, and an RBI single for McKenna Bauer.
Another good swing, loose at the plate, swinging early in the count.
First baseman, Allie Geist.
Brings up Allie Geist. Montana Atchison batted for her last time, now Geist back out there. Bauer at first, Shepard at second. First pitch misses.
That's what you like to see out of the middle of your lineup, especially when you see Shepard get continuously walked. Make them pay, make them think about it next time they have that decision.
1-0 pitch from Holzherder. It's fouled back, strike one. Allie Geist, two RBI single and scored a run back in the first. And that eight-run first for Chi High, they had not scored a run since. Now have one in, two on, with one out in the sixth. Geist leans back. Keanu Reeves style from that one, ball two. Didn't know I was going to get a chance to reference my favorite. I don't know. Is that a 90? I don't even remember when that came out, but it's going to make me feel old if I try and figure it out.
I feel like it was on the right side of 2000.
Fouled off by Geist, 2-2. Nine and three. The runs for either side. Chi-Hi, thankfully, on the right side of that. Two balls, two strikes on Allie Geist. The runners at first and second, one away. Ooh, Geist gets a big piece of this one. It is way, way back. And caught for the second out, but a loud out for Allie Geist.
Yeah, hit well. Wind's not doing her any favors there. Good chase by the center fielder to make the grab there. Could have easily been a gapper.
Bring up Willa Reisinger.
That's three good swings in a row here.
Indeed.
By Chippewa.
Reisinger now with two away, but runners at first and second. Leans back from the first one, but a called strike one. Jai-Hi has one in, but looking for more here in the bottom of the sixth. Leading 9-3. Lines one right toward the shortstop and diving on a knee to make the play. Good grab there by Megan McMahon, actually the second baseman. To end the inning, we head now to the seventh. Chi-Hi gets one across. Our score, the Lady Cards 9, the Mustangs 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Ross Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field. And that one is gone! Ross Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Ross, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Chi-Hi Softball and WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you on Wogo Sports. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore with new items added every single day. Amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire. That's Bargain City Superstore. For those who are anxiously wondering and saying, will you leave us hanging? The Matrix came out in 1999.
Top of everybody's mind.
We have all sorts of information to impart.
I'll give you some information. People are getting the heck out of here, so it started raining.
It is 9-3. We are in the seventh. And, yes, the hoods have come out.
Yeah, people aren't seeing this one through.
Violet McAwam in the circle for Chi-Hi. Trying to protect a six-run lead. She'll induce a swinging strike one.
A little more controller. That was a pitch that was really getting away from her. She starts that there at the letter. She'll get a lot more folks chasing.
She's facing Sierra off. Off. Lines one to left field, and that is down for a base hit. Big turn by Auth at first. She'll stay put. And once again, leadoff batter aboard for Menominee.
Yeah, they are doing a great job of that. They're not doing much after that, but that leadoff hitter is getting on for him.
It's a 9-3 game. But Holzerter now at the plate. She's played a few different positions, pitching now for Menominee, hoping she'll get a chance to pitch again. But that would require at least six runs here for the Mustangs. First pitch whistles in there, missing for ball one. Violet McAwam. Pulls her to the senior. Started out at first.
Couple nice plays over there. Scoop, stretch.
Got a big bat, we know. She'll ground one foul. Even the count at 1-1.
I've liked how everybody we've seen throw from a nominee has played a different position or hit. Good versatility.
And Holzherder is one of those seniors. Coach Brittany Aguado. One ball, one strike. Violet McElwain, the kick and the pitch. Can't get the call that time. 2-1.
Oh, you're all right. You're all right. Throw the next pitch.
I think she wanted that one.
Yeah. And then she wanted an explanation, but that's not always a great visual.
2-1. Popped up.
Running out of
room. Along the third baseline, and no place there for McKenna Bauer. Two and two, Violet McElwain, the sophomore, in the circle for Chi High.
The way this one started, I thought we'd have a quick one, but we're the only ones left at the ballpark now.
Given the way the wind's blowing in here at Casper.
Oh, that's great.
Now changing speed, strike three, Violet McElwain, the punch out of Holzherder.
She was excited after that one. You can tell that's the pitch she's been struggling with today. Feels good to throw it where you want to.
Third baseman Reese Martinez.
Now two outs away. Barf Connect, the junior, the catcher, number five. Bats from the right. Takes a first pitch strike from Violet McElwain. Violet doesn't just go to the back of their circle. She kind of stalks or prowls.
Yeah.
Almost looks like a tiger in the cage.
It's one of those times
strike two.
You wish you had like a camera out and like the hitter's eye out in center so you could see.
Don't give us any ideas.
I guess she's wearing a mask, so maybe facial expressions would be hidden, but get a good view of what's going on.
0-2 count here. One away. 9-3 ball game. Chi High with the lead. McElwain, the pitch, swinging, strike three. Punch her out. Yeah. Violet McElwain, one out away.
You could tell she's got a little jazzed up, a little emotional now. You can tell she was struggling with some stuff earlier, and she's happy to see it kind of coming through for her later, you know.
Six-run lead for the Lady Cards. Top of the seventh, leading 9-3. Two away. First pitch high, ball one on Macy Marlette, the senior, number 12. Started out pitching this game back in the first, which seems ages ago. Chi High played at 8 runs in that bottom of the first. Now Marlette is DPing. Takes ball too low. Still a runner at first base.
You might want
for
to
call Menominee.
She wanted a new ball. Don't throw that in too quick. That ends up being a balk for you.
Rain coming down a little more steadily here.
A little motivation to throw it over the plate.
Two out, 2-0 count. McElwain induces a swinging strike.
Little chase, but again, she's starting it lower, and that's what you're going to get them to do there. Chase that rise ball.
2-1 count.
Oof-ta.
McElwain, rise ball gets away from her, but not away from Lauren Shepherd. 3-1. Shepherd made another great snag on that one. Two away, one on. Top of the seventh. 9-3 lead for Chi High. McElwain, the pitch is low. Runner will take her base. Now runners at first and second. For Menominee, brings up Ellie Fisher, the junior outfielder. And the rain not hard, but kind of steady right now.
First base coach just called a brief time. I don't know if he's just trying to throw off McElwain's kind of pace here.
First pitch low.
Let her get rained down a little bit more.
Yeah. Ellie Fisher, the junior, singled back in the second. Ground out in the fourth. Walked in the sixth. We're in the top of the seventh. 1-0 count on Fisher. Two away, two on. Second pitch gets away.
Good
Shepherd
stuff.
Able to block it. Two and oh count. Rise ball and not getting the call there. 3-0.
Good pitch, better hold.
Violet McElwam, 3-0 pitch. Yeah. That one finds the mark. Trying to battle her way back here from a 3-0 count with two outs. Violet, the pitch working quickly and issues another walk. The bases are loaded up here for Menominee.
She's fighting through something. She's got to slow herself down. I like taking a half second here to settle her. Good leadership.
Roz Twyman again checking in on her sophomore teammate. I think we'll have a change here for Menominee. Brooklyn Sherry originally batted in this seven slot. Then Jordan Oman.
Just popping their flex in.
That's Jaden Stoff.
Number seven for Menominee batting.
The junior playing third.
As a batter,
she'll
here,
take a first pitch ball.
After a couple walks, you're thinking, don't swing. So as a pitcher, you got to think, just throw it over the plate, force the issue.
Bases are loaded here for Menominee. Six-run ball game.
Oh, my.
Liner over second base. That's going to score at least one. And it's 9-4. Bases remain loaded. And Stoff comes in and does her job, an RBI single.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting. Oh, that ball's live still? No. Okay, we got balls flying all over the place.
They've been flying in and out of the park here.
Trying to get any dry ones still in play.
9-4, Chi High leads by 5 runs. There are two away here in the top of the seventh.
I think they just got a little warning from the umpire that you need to wait until time is called to throw a ball away.
Hazy lines one to Roz Twyman. Gloves, throws first, and is it safe at first? They're saying yes. Menominee keeps running. The umpires disagree, and that will end the game.
I didn't see it. What'd the home plate have there?
Home plate.
Field ump had out. He didn't have a great angle on the rollover.
Well, the umpires make the final decision, and that means the game is over. It gets a little interesting at the end, but Chi High gets the victory. 9-4 here over Menominee. Cards move to 5-4 on the season. 5-1 in conference play. Menominee 9-5 on the season. As the Cards have started rolling a little bit more here after a tough start to the season, going and playing some strong competition early on, and now trying to get it rolling when it matters most here in conference play. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with our WOGO post-game show before the rain really starts coming down. Back in 2 minutes, Chi High wins it 9-4 to sweep the season series against Menominee. We're back in two on WOGO.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back. Post-game show here on WOGO. Chi-Hi wins it 9-4. Caleb Swenson along with Michaela Hogan here on WOGO. And Michaela, as we wrap up this one, we've got some highlights, and we'll see if we can talk with head coach Jared Faherty as well. But this was a game for Chi-Hi where they came out about as strong as you can, plating 8 runs in the bottom of the first, and then it was a little bit more of a slog. And again, you're facing a veteran lineup. We've mentioned just being impressed with Menominee and the fact that there's really no give up in that team. So things certainly didn't come easy after that for the Cards.
It felt really lopsided to start. And then, if you would have showed up after the first, you would have thought this should be a really tight game. Both teams were getting runners on and stranding runners. I will say, that top of seven or the top bottom of six for Chi-Hi was strong. They did put 4 good swings on the ball. All 3 outs were hard hit. That is something you can go home and feel a little better about versus those middle innings where it just felt like nobody was getting on top. There wasn't any, urgency to score more runs.
And again, we saw Coach Faherty get fired up a little bit too when there's an error in the field, and just some of those things saying, "Hey, we've got to be consistent. We've got to be consistent all throughout the game, and build on that big lead rather than resting on it."
That's exactly it. Don't just get excited because you're up. Still hold them accountable. Hold them to the standard you know that they have out there. Make them make the plays that they're capable of.
We'll talk with head coach Jared Faherty now. And let's see, I'm going to switch.
You want this guy?
I'm actually going to grab this headset over here, and we'll get Coach Faherty on with us. Hopefully this one has stayed relatively dry. Live radio, live video here on WOGO. And Coach Faherty joins us now here on our WOGO postgame show. And Coach, we were just talking about the fact that, again, when you have about as good a start as you could hope for in this game, 8 runs in the bottom of the first, but what do you do after that? And you don't want to rest on a lead. You want to build on the lead. And saw some hard hit balls later on, saw some strong pitching as well, too. But this was probably a game where you say, hey, maybe we could have ended this one earlier if things had gone a little bit more our way in the innings after that strong first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just talked about that. I think that's a game. If they're a good team, and that this isn't trying to act like they're not good, because I they're very good, and they're going to win a lot of games. But when you do what we did to their number one pitcher in the first inning, you have to capitalize that. And that game, in the end, we would hope that we run rule them that game, and that's it. And there's no real pressure on us, and we have a great win, and we're all happy and excited about how we did. And, unfortunately, it got, I don't think it ever really got, super, super intense there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
At the same time, we just made it really hard, We made it hard, and that's something that really, really good teams don't do. And so that's, our goal is to be a really, really good team. And so we've got to keep working really hard to keep getting better. And the girls know that. And, we're still pretty young at a lot of places as far as, grade and softball varsity play experience. When you graduate 5 4-year starters, you got places that you don't have a lot of experience at this level. And it's a different game. It's a different speed, and we got to keep getting better. We have gotten better since the start of the year, so that's a good sign, and I'm excited to hopefully see him keep getting better.
Also, Coach, so we mentioned, maybe not quite the successive innings after that big first that you would have hoped for, and yet don't want to overshadow the fact that you had 8 runs in the first inning, and a lot of that we've talked about, maybe some of the strikeouts mounting early on in the season. We saw a lot more plate discipline, and as you mentioned, facing the number one pitcher for a very talented Big Rivers Conference opponent, not only were you getting runs across, but just working the pitch count and making her throw a ton of pitches.
Yeah, I think she was over 50 pitches in that inning, and so, you can make that said to Rich, I said, hey, if this was a Northwoods league, the kid would automatically be out, right?
Yeah.
You get so many bitches. I think we did a good job there. We hit some balls where they weren't in that first inning, but, you know, that softball, at the end, we were hitting some balls pretty hard where they were.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it, you know, it usually balances out. And so, it was good to see in that first inning. We took good approaches at the plate. You know, I think seeing her Tuesday helped a lot, right? And the kids, it was fresh in their memory, and I think they learned from what she was doing against them on Tuesday, and that's what we worked on yesterday at practice. So I think, you know, that helped, and the kids had a little better plan of attack going against her.
And certainly not easy to get wins in the Big Rivers Conference any night, so you got to be happy with that.
Absolutely. I said, hey, we're 5-1 in the conference, and after 3 weeks of a conference that everybody's got at least one loss, and so that's a good spot to be. And we've played North and Menominee, who are two of the, you know, I think have been two of the better teams through the first 3 weeks as well. So that's a good sign for us also, if we can continue to improve. Our non-conference schedule coming up here will certainly test us and make us better, just like Green Bay Preble did a couple weeks ago. I mean, I thought we went and played, we played really well against Preble. We lost both, but we played good. They're really good. And so, you know, when we start going to play Everest and Point and Kimberly and Toma and DCF, you know, all those teams, it's going to be good for us because it'll hopefully help us continue to improve.
Well, we're looking forward to being with you along this journey that is a season. Again, great to get a conference win here, and we'll see you again soon, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's head coach Jared Faraday here on our Chi High postgame show on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Michaela Hogan with you. We'll be back to put a bow on this one in 2 minutes because we've got a few highlights to bring you. That's all coming up in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Postgame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Your postgame highlights now. Let's hear how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
Exactly.
Holzherder, Amanda Holzherder, the senior, first baseman number 8, who hit that 3-run shot late in the game on Tuesday. Slaps at the first pitch. It's gloved by Romanowski. Throw to second for one. Throw to first in time. Double play. Chi High turns two. And that'll end the inning. We'll step out and be back.
A couple Chi High hitters now diving after that rise ball.
Marlette, the pitch. Sent in the air out to left. And it drops for Geist. One is in. Two heading to the plate. Two have scored. Allie Geist. A 2 RBI single for Chippewa Falls. There you go, Allie.
That doesn't take much to get one over the top.
4-0. And Benish bears a way to get the batting average from zero to a lot higher and an RBI.
Have we seen anything?
Average from four.
Short's going to go up on
riser. And struggles with plate discipline, was laying off that riser. And that time, Benish says no thank you.
Yeah, I think she read that spin early. Could tell it was only going to go up on her.
Now Benish pops one just past the shortstop, and another run in for Chai High. 4-0, and Benish bears a way to get the batting average from zero to a lot higher. And
hitting's contagious. And
maybe the girls are thinking, we don't want to get wet, and there's a way to avoid,
I'm down.
Avoid that. But a long way to go here. Roz Twyman, hard shot out toward left.
Ooh.
Right past the diving center fielder. It's on the grass. One is in for Chai High. Rounding third. Heading home. Twyman at third. A two RBI stand-up triple for Roz. And it's 7-0 Chippewa Falls. She takes strike one. Georgia reached on a walk after a long AB against Marlette, later scored the game's second run.
Uh-oh.
Ball gets away, and Twyman's going to dash to the plate. She'll slide in, and it's 8-0 Chippewa Falls. Roz Twyman pumped up with that one. And again, you need crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Marlette facing a 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. First K of the day for Willa Reisinger.
Got her to chase one a little bit.
Bowers at first reached on the fielder's choice. Two away. 0-1 count here for Montana Atchison. Off the pitch. Grounded right by Auth. It gets past a diving shortstop. And Montana Atchison, 1-for-1 on the day. Good.
But I thought she did a good job of keeping her hands back.
So instead, 3-2. Payoff pitch from Violet. Makawam, punch her out. That's a big K for Violet.
See if that settles her down, slows her down a little bit.
One ball and two strikes for Peaches. She'll slap one. Left field, and does it hit? It does indeed. Georgia Romanowski rounding second, takes a big turn there. She'll head back to the base. It's a stand-up double for Peaches.
I love that. She made him pay. They kept getting, I feel like between every pitch, that left side was creeping in and in and in, not respecting any long ball, and she made him turn and run. Great.
Well done for Georgia.
Yeah, she said it at first. She's wearing a mask, so maybe facial expressions would be hidden, but get a good view of what's going on.
0-2 count here. One away. 9-3 ball game. Chai High with the lead. Makawam, the pitch. Swinging. Strike three. Punch her out. Yeah. Violet Makawam, one out away.
You can tell she's got a little
And Chai High able to get the victory here 9-4. That's how it sounded. Your postgame highlight reel on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Michaela Hogan, thank you for joining me this afternoon. It wasn't too rainy. At least we had our tent here, too, that kept us mostly dry. And, next time we'll see if we can get you to a game where it's going to be a little warmer at some point.
Yeah, like I said, I'll make sure not to accept anything outside of a five-day forecast so I can spend some time in the sun.
Well, it was a lot of fun to see Chai High get yet another victory. Again, as Coach Faraday mentioned, 5-1 in the conference, a very competitive Big Rivers Conference this year, and so every conference win is a quality one, especially against an opponent like Menominee.
Absolutely. That's a good team to take down. Like we said, Menominee stayed in it. They're going to continue to have success this year, but this was a big step for Chai High in a conference and confidence perspective.
Absolutely. And as Coach Faraday mentioned, the schedule doesn't get any easier, not only in conference play, but how they're going to continue to test themselves in non-conference action. They've played 9 games so far, a lot more to come, and again, you want to get yourself ready as we get into calendar-wise that second half of the season.
That's exactly it. You're going to see these teams come playoffs, so let's get a crack at them before that.
Looking forward to seeing Chi High continue to grow and build. Stay with us here on WOGO Sports. Tomorrow it'll be Mark Alverson and Jason Bob. They'll play two from the other side of Casper. It'll be Chi High Baseball against Superior. 3:10 start here on WOGO Sports. Thank you to our board operator, our audio producer, Elliot Spies, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our on-site camera operator and video producer, Sam Averly, on the WOGO Sports live video stream. For Michaela Hogan, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, Chi High 9, Menominee 4. This has been Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi High Lady Cardinals Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.